AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Journalist Don Lemon has been arrested after he entered a Minnesota church on January 18th and recorded anti-immigration enforcement protests who disrupted a service. Lemon's attorney said he was taken into custody by federal agents in Los Angeles, where he had been covering the Grammy Awards. A man claiming to be an FBI agent showed up to a federal jail in New York City on Wednesday night and told officers he had a court order to release Luigi Mangione. Mark Anderson was arrested and charged with impersonating a federal officer in a foiled bid to free Mangione from the Metropolitan Detention Center. Mangione is awaiting state and federal murder trials in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. President Trump has announced his selection as the next chair of the Federal Reserve. AP correspondent Mike Kempin has more.
President Trump says he'll nominate former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh to be the next Fed chair. Warsh would replace Jerome Powell when his term expires in May. Trump chose Powell to lead the Fed in 2017, but recently has assailed him for not cutting interest rates quickly enough. Warsh's appointment requires Senate confirmation. On his Truth Social site, Trump writes he has, quote, no doubt Warsh will go down as one of the great Fed chairmen, maybe the best. Warsh was on the Fed's board from 2006 to 2011. He's a fellow at the right-leaning Hoover Institution and a lecturer at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Mike Hempin, Washington.
U.S. futures fell and world shares were mixed. The price of oil dropped and the prices of gold and silver weakened. Tax filing season is underway. The average refund last year was $3,167. This year, analysts have projected it could be $1,000 higher. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Top-seeded Carlos Alcaraz defeated Alexander Zverev to reach his first Australian Open final. Top women's seed Aryna Sabalenka reached her fourth straight Australian Open final after beating Alina Svitolina.
Every time I'm competing there, I really enjoy my time.
NBA 19-year-old top pick Cooper Flagg of the Mavs set an NBA record for scoring by a teenager with 49 points in a loss to the Hornets. NHL Detroit's Patrick Kane became the NHL's all-time leading U.S.-born scorer with 1,375 points. In golf, Justin Rose has a one-shot lead at the Farmers Insurance Open after his opening round 10-under-62 at Torrey Pines North Course. Brooks Koepka shot 73 in his PGA Tour return. And NFL, the Falcons hired Ian Cunningham as GM. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.